Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the California Road Trip Republic, we believe you take adventure for a ride. Whether coastal cruising, mountain motoring, or redwood roaming, discover beauty around every turn. Your road trip can kick off from anywhere.
Starting route.
But it should always start at visitcalifornia.com. Then buckle up, crank those tunes, and discover why California is the ultimate playground.
What's up, besties? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover in New York City, joined by Austin Kroll, who's also in New York City, but a couple blocks down from me and one avenue over, and Nick Norris from a cozy living room in somewhere
Virginia. In Virginia.
I guess he made it back there. We're wrapping up this leg of our second tour, which has been a lot of fun, and I think we're just kind of all still riding the high of meeting so many of y'all.
Dude, you said it. You are looking at the face of a very tired, but very happy and satisfied man. I mean, I just don't think I could have asked for a better turnout, for a better crowd, you know, interaction, for better guests. I mean, gosh, you know, yesterday we had Paige at 4 o'clock, and of course, Mr. Andy Cohen at 8 o'clock, our good friend. And I am exhausted, Craig. I have not left my hotel. Well, I had to leave a little bit today because I had to pick up something for Watch What Happens Live, but I didn't leave my bed until like 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, thanks to Paige and Andy for joining us. That was awesome.
Big thank you.
Had a lot of fun at both shows. Obviously, not many people we would bump for Paige, but when Andy wanted to do it, it was great. And it's funny, you know, having to lead him when we're so used to him being the lead on stage. So I think it caught us a couple times. I mean, it never manifested, but I know in my head, I was like, okay, Craig, like when he's finished talking, you better have something else to say because you and Austin are leading this. And
right.
He was a great guest. He just sat back and like went with the show. And he's just so good. He's so charismatic, so good at what he does.
Yeah. I mean, we actually should talk about it now, you know, because before we were very hush hush. You know, Andy was like, you know, we don't want to say that I'm coming, which was perfect, dude. Craig and I were doing smoke and mirrors with friends of ours even leading up to the show. And they were like, is it Andy? And we were like, oh, man, wouldn't that be cool if it was, kind of thing. So that it was all just like a you know, complete surprise. And at the reunion, he came into my dressing room when Craig was there. And I had tagged him in something saying that I was going to ask him to be on to be a guest for our podcast. He was like, all right, so when am I coming, guys? And we were like, what? So that was cool. And yeah, and Craig is so right. I'm so used to him, you know, leading it. So then whenever we were done with the story, I was like, okay, so now we're going here. And, you know, thankfully Craig had a whole bunch of things that, you know, he had planned to say. But what a trip. And
well, we recorded it, right, Nick?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, obviously. I'm curious to see how it's picked up because I'm wondering, because obviously I was front of house so I was pretty much center of everyone. That is probably the loudest I've heard a venue in a long, and I'm talking about any concert I've been to in a long, long time. Could you guys... because I listened to some of the videos that were closer to stage, and it didn't sound as loud as it did from where
I was. No, I mean, it was over. Yeah, that's because it was too loud for the audio to pick it up. It was, I knew it was going to be awesome.
It was a deafening roar.
But yeah, I've never experienced anything like that, and it just it was just an awesome surprise. It was fun, and I don't think Andy does that, you know, does those things too often. And I mean, did our besties welcome him perfectly? I mean, it was a 2-minute. I mean, honestly, it could have been longer than that. We just waited for it to be over, but it was fun. You know, we did a fireside chat for people that weren't there, and we'll cut clips from the recording and put them out there because it really was neat. And, you know, it's a little touch and go these days with everyone filming. You know, I know you guys are our besties, but you'll see the phones being held up in the air recording, and you're like, if you get, I mean, the truth of the matter is you would probably get more secrets in the moment if you weren't doing that. But, you know, everyone's a little more on edge when there's cameras recording everything, because then it goes right on the internet. But it was still a fantastic show, and I think we're comfortable putting out the clips. I mean, we did like a fireside chat with Andy for about a half hour, and then he stuck around for the rest of our show, which we went into some of our favorite stories from the past few years, and I enjoyed it.
I mean, I think that it's funny that you say that, Craig, right? Because we're like, yeah, if there weren't phones there, so you know, to jump to Paige's appearance on ours, she just lets it fly. You know, if she's got to say something, then she lets it fly, and I'm like impressed. You know, I'm almost like in awe. I'm like, damn, she just says exactly what, you know, she thinks and feels. And Craig and I are very more like, okay, well, you know, we don't want it to pop up here. And she's like, I don't give a shit. And that was funny as hell. Yeah. And then for Andy, prior to the show, you know, Craig and I were like, is there anything that you, and he was like, I'm yours, guys. I'm yours. And he was like, this is for all the years, you know, that I've given you shit on, you know, Watch What Happens and reunions and stuff. And he's like, I am all yours, which was really, really cool, and music to our ears.
We went through some of the times we've been on Watch What Happens, and then I think a lot of people know this rule, but like one of the main rules of Watch What Happens, or the only rule, is that you can't cuss. And so we talked about this one time that James and Lala were on, and Andy explained why he doesn't like the cussing. It's not so much the cussing, it's that when you do cuss, they have to censor out like the whole sentence. So he's like, so when you're cussing a whole bunch, the censor's like, burn.
Yeah, and
you're
then like, all burn. Of a sudden, it's like the whole sentence before and after what he said. And it's really funny too. Okay, so first off, James cusses his
have
ass
Have either
off.
Of you guys ever slipped up on Watch What Happens before?
Probably. But I'm pretty conscious of it. I'm like damn conscious of it. And I'm like, you know, if I'm going to say something, I'll be like, you know, frickin' or friggin', like, I don't just let.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think we have.
Even when I say it at like our live show, like I'm conscious of it, you know, after saying it, I'm like, ooh, you just let it fly, you know? And then in my head, I'm like, but so what? It's okay. Right. So I'm pretty conscious of it when I let it fly. But with that being said, Craig, I remember that one time Katie was home and we were at Seabrook and she was watching Vanderpump. It was in the background while, you know, she was working and I wasn't in the room, and all that I kept on hearing, and it was an episode of Vanderpump, and all that I kept on hearing was like every other sentence was like beep, beep. And I was like, Katie, what are you watching? That's the most cussed on show I've ever heard. She was like, it's Vanderpump. I was like, oh my God, that's really funny. This show just like they cuss all the time, and it was probably changed up.
I just recently saw that apparently Peacock has uncensored reunions, which is pretty cool. Some people thought it was unedited and they were like, you get to watch the whole reunion. And I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, that would be a 10-hour special.
Long. Yeah. No.
But uncensored is cool because I think cuss words hold a purpose sometimes and carry a lot of emotion. And I know that like our raw cuts that we get aren't edited yet. So when we watch our show, if you watch the screener, it's not like blurred out yet.
Okay. So that makes sense why the clip that I saw that was making its rounds. And I was like, oh, I'm surprised that they left that in there. It was when Olivia walked off and she said something very, very colorful to Taylor. And I was like, they left that in, but I guess that's what you just said.
It's nothing against like for or who it was used or not again. But I think that's a hilarious word. I think when people call people, it makes me laugh every single time. And they put together like a compilation of women on Bravo, like calling each other. And I was like, this is, and that was my first time seeing like Olivia say it. And I was like, ooh, damn. Because I didn't catch it when we were there.
Yeah, dude. When I saw it too, I was like, no way that they played that on Bravo. And where'd they get that? But now it makes sense that you said
it's just so funny because Peacock, like, you go to fucking Britain for a week and you'll hear it or a day and you, it's in every sentence. Like, it's an adjective.
You're a funny, but you're a good, you're, yeah,
shit.
Quite the word. Okay, and with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk about more from Life on the Road.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the California Road Trip Republic, we believe you take adventure for a ride. Whether coastal cruising, mountain motoring, or redwood roaming, discover beauty around every turn. Your road trip can kick off from anywhere.
Starting route.
But it should always start at visitcalifornia.com. Then buckle up, crank those tunes, and discover why California is the ultimate playground.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer, besties. We are just kind of reveling in the limelight from an awesome second leg of our second tour, where we went to Boston and Philly and New York, three back-to-back-to-back sold out shows. And today, I think that we're both, or all three of us, are licking our wounds. So welcome back.
Yeah, we. It's funny because the first tour we did drunk, and this tour we did for the most part sober, and it's really tough to rely or to, I don't know, like to give your sober self credit sometimes of being like, you know what, I don't have to be drunk to be funny. People still like me when I'm sober, and I think that's tough. And it was really cool to put that to the test. So thanks for everyone to be. Being welcome to that. But, you know, I mean, I'm always proud of what we do, Austin, but I think it's a little more like structured and more of a professional show when we're not, you know, hammered drunk.
Yeah.
But the first tour, I mean,
yeah, well, you know, listen, like I mean, it's like, you know, so first off, nerves, right? Like you're sitting there and you're like, okay, we know this, second and third and fourth, you know, freaking glass of rosé is going to make me, you know, calm down. And then you just kind of realize that, like, it's actually harder. It's actually harder. Cause if like, so yesterday, for instance, I drank an entire freaking six pack of NA beers, prior to the 8 o'clock show. So, you know, we got up there at 3 o'clock. And so we were there for six or so hours and yeah, I was just pounding those things, and
I'm so glad, man,
because like if I would have been drinking, Craig, then like I could have had like a freaking hangover by, you know, the second show, and just like not, you know, been on my game. So, I mean, you know, thankful, because certainly in the past, I mean, if this was our last tour, you bet your ass that I would have been in the green room and not, you know, slugging shots and drinking, you know, this and that, but like I would have been drinking beers all day. And so when the second show came, I just, you know, would not have been on my game. I just really wouldn't.
Yeah, I was proud of us. And It's funny because all it took was just having them in the fridge. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to grab something to drink, but having that alternative was pretty cool. And then, you know, we got to really enjoy the live show, and we've got Barstool. We're going on Chicks in the Office tomorrow morning. And so you've, like we said, when they were on our show, Rhea and Fran, you'll hear a lot of us coming up. And then, you know, they have a show in Charleston that I don't know if they've announced yet, but we, and then after doing Barstool, we've got Watch What Happens with the Southern Hospitality Gang. So, you know, I think it's, well, she's part of the Southern Hospitality Gang.
Right. Right.
But she's but I guess she deserves a name.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Craig, is that I think that Chicks just had Andy on. I think that Andy was just on, you know, their show. So we'll be able to.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
I wonder if that's the met Andy or not, or
well,
what.
Since we're in New York, probably. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Well, since we're in, we should probably invite them to Watch What Happens sometime. I invited Ben and Claudia from Boy With No Job and Girl With No Job, but they're in L.A. I don't have any guests tomorrow. Do you have any guests? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Katie's coming. So,
oh, cool.
For everyone that wasn't there, too, by the way, okay, so for everyone that was there, thank you so much, because for everyone that wasn't there, the audience sang Katie Kroll happy birthday, and it was really cool, and she, you know, was blushing, and she was so happy, and it was, yeah, really, really cool. But her actual birthday, Craig, is tomorrow, so she is coming to Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, cool. I just got to say, I got my bets into DraftKings because we're in New York, and I did so well yesterday, but I took the Eagles just because all my friends are Birds fans, and we were just in Philly, and they are losing 10-0. No.
Losing?
To Tampa Bay, 10-0 in the first quarter.
There's a lot of time left.
I can't wait for the... Wait, did I miss the Bills game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that already happened.
I've been looking forward to it all weekend.
Yeah, the Bills...
Oh, I lost.
Put up a good... Yeah, I mean, they went up 21-0, basically. And then it was 21-7 at half, and then 21-10, 24-10. And then that's when I turned it off. So I think that the Bills just ended up taking it. And
I had the under at 33 because the bet was placed when it was supposed to play in the snow.
Well, luckily, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that makes sense.
And
you would have taken the under, but... What about the
Cowboys? But everyone knew the Bills.
Good thing that we didn't bet on that game, because if we would have bet on that game, I probably would have put money on the Cowboys and they got smoked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they got, I mean, their fans are throwing all of their gear away.
I mean, they are burning things. They're throwing their TVs away, for God's sake.
I've never understand the burning of a jersey before. It's like, you paid for that. Like, why are you lighting
up the player?
You're
going to
buy a new one next year.
Yeah, if the player leaves and goes to a new team and burns you, then yeah, I understand. You're like, boom, torch. But not if your team, you know, loses, because I guarantee that whoever was burning that Dak freaking Prescott jersey is going to buy another one for next season. It's like, it's your quarterback, and that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, they were pretty frustrated. I ended up, after giving some of my money to the casino in Boston, I went on to DraftKings to see what the Super Bowl odds were. So I put money on the Ravens to win, and then I put money on the Ravens to beat the 49ers.
Ooh, well, that's a good bet. What are the odds? What were the odds for that one?
Yeah.
Like 1-8, you know, 8-1 or something.
Oh, really? That's it? I figured that'd be higher.
It wasn't. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's too close. You know, it's too close to the date. I think a couple of weeks ago, if you picked that up, you could have gotten it for like 20,
yeah,
30 to 1.
When do you play, Craig? Next weekend?
Yeah, they play next week at the bye.
We play on Saturday, and we play the Texans?
Yeah.
So,
are the 4 seed.
We got a great question last night. It was a conspiracy theory, so of course it was directed towards Craig. And Bestie asked us if, you know, they believe in the NFL script, which if you don't know what that is, it's really funny. If you want to Google it and if you want to deep dive into it, people out there think that there is a script in the NFL. And then they also, so every year they come out with the Super Bowl logo, and the Super Bowl logo has a color scheme. And the past 3 years, the color schemes for the corresponding team that made it to the Super Bowl is on there. So everyone's like, oh my God, it's rigged. And this year, the colors are for the 49ers and the Ravens. So people are like, which are like the number one seeds in the tournament. So if the 49ers and the Ravens make it, then that only furthers the NFL has a script. Craig, do you think? No, you don't think that, do you? That's not a conspiracy theory.
No, I think it's into. No, I think it's awesome for the Ravens though, because we're part of.
Well, yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah, if it was Panthers colors, I'd be like, I am all for this script if it's a thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was. I don't think it's scripted. I do think that certain football teams have bigger fan bases that spend more money, and I think the advertising markets. You know, there's always money behind everything. And I think they certainly, like, I think that they wanted the Steelers to be in the playoffs. You know, the Steelers fans, like, if they're not in the playoffs, Steelers. You're losing a huge market.
Oh yeah.
You know, or what I mean? Like, I think there's
the Cowboys.
Like,
I mean,
yeah. And like the Cowboys, Patriots, you know, mm-hmm. I think some teams probably, you know, have a little bit of favorable stuff, but no, I don't think there's a script. I think that there's a lot of, coincidences, which I do believe in coincidences, even though some people don't. I think the football game should be done. I think the entire thing should be umpired and refereed by the computers. We have the technology. We can all see it at home. They can see it in live time, and rules are not subjective. Rules are objective. They're supposed to be. So the referee's opinion should not matter.
Can be sitting and say that's a fumble, and then the idiots on the field are like, that's not a fumble,
because you put pride into the mixture, and they're like, well, we don't want this guy to have to, like, you know, to turn over Ralph's call. And you're like, it shouldn't matter. That should not be a part of the game. Referees and umpires existed because we did not have the technology to do it. Not on the field. You know, if it's pass interference, it's pass interference. If it's holding, it's holding. If it's not, it's not. If the guy's out of. So I just think there's too much money with legalized gambling now to still let people on the field decide the games, because it just happened a couple weeks ago.
So you want to do away with referees, huh?
Yeah, I think they should be
here first. Craig wants all referees to lose their jobs.
I'm with him.
Yeah, well, they would be on field reporting back whatever they're told in their ear. Like, someone still has to be like, the ball's on the 42, you know. Uh-huh. Like, the fact that they're still using the chains to determine a first down is criminal. It just is.
I think, like, they do that on purpose, right? Because it's like it's just like an NFL thing. I mean, they're bringing out the chains. It's just like a thing.
Well, it's theatrical.
Yes, theatrical.
But they're still making the call off that.
They have the technology to put a laser on the field and say, this is where it is.
Yeah, chipping the ball.
Agreed.
I
mean, dude, but that goes, yeah.
Every other sport is moving. I mean, baseball and football are late to the game. Hockey, soccer, you know, they all do it.
Baseball,
they go right to the box.
To the game. I mean, I think they just added like a, you know, challenge and thing like that to.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to. It should all be done from the person in the box.
Yes. We have the means to do so. All right. Well, with that being said, we'll take another break, and we'll be right back with some more pillows and beer.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the California Road Trip Republic, we believe you take adventure for a ride. Whether coastal cruising, mountain motoring, or redwood roaming, discover beauty around every turn. Your road trip can kick off from anywhere.
Starting route.
But it should always start at visitcalifornia.com. Then buckle up, crank those tunes, and discover why California is the ultimate playground.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. We are in New York City. I am in a hotel room. Craig, do you remember this one?
Look at my hair. This
hotel room?
With, yeah, of course.
The pool table in it?
The Royalton pool table room. That was my one of ours first BravoCon hotel. Craig, guys, do you see my hair? Lightning.
Craig, dude, your fucking hair is... Are you going to get one, dude, tomorrow prior to Watch What Happens?
Yeah, I have a haircut at 12.
Yeah, dude, that is an unruly, like,
Mitchell's
your sideburns are outrageous right now.
It's very uncomfortable. I don't like it. I feel unkept.
It's,
I'm
not going to lie too, man. When we were sitting up there and we were talking on last night's show, I kept like on looking over at you as you were talking, and I was just looking at your hair. I was looking at your hair a lot because it was like, it was back. And even Andy in the green room prior to the show was like, Craig, man, your hair. You're like, I know. It's just longer. It's just longer.
No, it grows fast. Okay. I ended up not finding like anything at Zara. Right now, so I went to Suit Supply and ended up at Bond Street for sushi. Have you been to Bond Street?
Oh, dude, I have most definitely been to Bond Street. It is... wonderful. I've
never
actually
been there before.
The last time that I was there, I think it was last year at BravoCon. So last year BravoCon was in New York, and I went up there with some of our NBC folks, friends, you know, Jen and Dave, and Ariana, and God, I don't even remember, man, who else, but there was like a big old group of us, like of 8 or 9 of us, and I think I was sitting next to Lala or something, and she FaceTimed you, man, remember? We were all sitting at Bond Street.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I had the Big Eye tuna tarts.
But yeah.
I do, because I probably just went back to the apartment after. I was fucking dead. That was
And we all went. And if y'all have not been to Bond Street, but you're familiar with New York City, it is no different. It is very tight quarters. And we had like a 10 top, and we were packed in like sardines, but that's just what you do in New York City.
Dude, it was so, we actually had to, like, we got sat. She like put the menus on a two top next to a two top. And I was like, is there any way we can like sit like one table over? And she was
right,
like, yeah, let
right.
me ask.
Because
I was
like,
I don't want to be
on
top
of
these
other
people.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good.
I have another story from there. So back in like 2018, Phish played their 13 nights here in New York, but it was 13 nights over 21 nights, right? So I was here for all 21, and I was crashing at my cousin's apartment. I met this really, really cute girl, and I asked her out on a date. And we went to Bond Street, and basically she didn't know that I didn't live here. Like, I mean, it didn't come up, and I could tell that she thought that like I lived here. And I was like, well, I'm not going to tell her that I don't, because you know she's really cute, and I want this to, you know. And we went to Bond Street. That's my first time, and it was a lovely little spot, and I felt so cool because at that point in time, it was like my first time really doing like a couple of weeks here, right? And so when I went, I was like, I'm going on like a proper date in New York City to like this sexy little sushi spot.
You're like, I live here now.
Yeah. It was cool. And like, I convinced myself, I was like, I live here. And so Bond Street is. What did Paige get?
Dude, it was so funny. We like, so I had just talked to you. I forget what was going on, but Paige went to the studio to do her podcast, and she came back, and I was like, hey, can you please just go to Zara with me? It'll take like, you know, no time. We'll walk in, get an outfit. Let's just knock it out. And we were both like not in real clothes. I have a t-shirt on that has like egg all over it. And Zara's having their big sale, so it was kind of picked through. And then she's like, should we go to the movie? Or no, she was like, let's just go to Suit Supply. There's one in Hudson Yards. And I was like, honestly, they never steer me wrong. And then she's like, should we go to the movies? And I was like, I was like, I don't want to go to the, oh, Hudson Yards. Yeah. And I mean, it is cool over there. I was like, I could see us over in this area. And I was like, no, I don't want to go to the movies. Like, I want to go home, do some computer stuff. And she's like, oh, well, I finally want to go to the movies. And you don't. I was like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. But I was like, I could do some dinner though, because I started to get like a little like hangry because I worked out. I got too nervous because I went down to the gym finally at 5. I was supposed to work out at 1, and I just sat on the couch and did other stuff, and it was packed, and I didn't have my headphones, so I came up and did like a 20-minute flow in the apartment. Anyway, so we end up going to sushi, and I ordered 3 courses. And after the first course, we were both like, we just want to go home. We just want to go home. And like the restaurant started to fill up, and we were like, okay, so like, do we pay and just leave the rest of the food here? Like, what do we do? Like, do we get it to go? And so like the waitress came back, and I was like, hey, we'll eat the next course here. And she's like, well, yeah, that's about to come out. And I was like, but you can box the rest of the stuff. And then she brought our second course out, and I like gave her my credit card. Basically, we left a bunch of sushi there because we were just like, this was a fantastic meal, but we overordered. And
right. Yeah. I kind of, like I said, I did leave because I had to go somewhere to pick up something that I'd put on hold, or that Kelsey had put on hold for me. And I was like, okay, I'm braving the weather. I'm doing it. I didn't want to leave, but I'm doing it. Walked outside. I thought it was like 5 freaking degrees, but it was 30. It was really, really cold. So I went to the place. I picked up what I needed to pick up. And then I was walking past a chop house, you know, like one of my favorite things. And I was like, well, I was like, a glass of red wine might, you know, sound nice. And I go in there. I sit down, and the bar is empty. The football game's on. I get the glass of red wine. I got like a French onion, and then I was about to order just like a whole bunch of things. Like, I was talking to the guy, and I was like, yeah, and I'm gonna do this and this. And then like halfway through that glass of wine, I was like, I just want to go home. I gotta get out of here. I'm dead. I freaking over like exerted myself. And it sounds like the same thing that you guys did there. You were like, going to Bond Street in theory sounds, you know, awesome and fun. But you got there, you sat down, you kind of ate a little bit, and then you were like, I got to get the hell out of here. And that's what I did. I was like,
"Yeah,
oh, God, laughing. I'm like, you know, sweating a bit. I was like, I got to go. I was like, I need to just, you know, go back to my room and just put my pajamas on and chill.
I came home last night, and some of our besties brought us some gifts, which I'm going to talk about on the next episode. But I was like, I've never been more excited about a gift. I was like, this is the coolest present in the world. If you want to bring me these presents. But yeah. I came home and almost finished Oblivion or whatever, the Netflix show, which is way different than, yeah, the one, I think you've watched it, Austin.
Okay.
The one on Netflix where they're like party, like they're special agents, but they party. They're force team.
Obliterated.
And like, there's a wild sex scene in that movie, by the way. Yeah. Like a pretty like well done sex scene
in the beginning, right? Remember, like, they roll off the bed.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just more of a show than you would think it is. I mean, it's pretty graphic, but you're like, wow, this is like, this isn't like a low budget script thrown together. Like, I don't know. Kept me entertaining. So I ate it was French fries with ghost pepper cheese sauce and a hamburger patty on top of them. And I filled up a plate of ketchup and just sat in the bed and ate that. And I was so happy. And like, like, you texted me and you were like, that was really cool having Andy. And I was like, yeah, we just finished our tour. And I was like, all right, cool. It was funny though, how he still made fun of us on stage.
He still managed to get his digs in at us, didn't he? He knows what he's doing. I was like, wait a minute, this is our show. And he's like, well, it's my show now.
Well,
that was too fun.
It's great seeing you guys. I'm going to watch the end of this football game, but I want to, let's catch everyone up with what we're doing, Austin. I personally will be in Atlanta at America's Mark. Come see me on Thursday. I'm speaking with some other incredible people, and we're launching our wholesale business from Sewing Down South called Cobblestone Collective. We'll have a table there if you're in the Atlanta area, and then I will be at the Kansas City Home Show in a couple weeks. Get your tickets for that. I'll be doing meet and greets and taking pictures and speaking. And then me and Austin and Nick will be in Phoenix February 1st for a Pillows and Beer show. We will have a special guest at that show, and I don't think you want to miss it. You can find tickets for that at pillowsandbeer.com. Our old merch is at pillowsandbeer.com. And what else is going on, Austin?
Which, do not get us wrong and don't think that we haven't been talking about this, but we do want to come out with new merch. Even if it's not going to be on the tour, we want some merch that our besties and us, you know, by the way, can get some Pillows and Beer merch. We had some really cool ideas. It just took too long to get it printed. So we certainly want to get some merch and stuff. I just got a bunch of DMs about it. But yeah, I mean, man, after Watch What Happens tomorrow, I fly back to Charleston. I actually have a free weekend, which I'm pretty excited for. But then I go to Charlotte and I have to have planning meetings with a whole bunch of distributors and wholesalers to ensure that Trop Hop has a seamless re-entry into the market come spring. Because that's, you know, everyone's doing their dry January, even as I just admitted. I drank a whole bunch of NAs yesterday. But come springtime, when that sun comes out, lo and behold, we'll all be drinking again. And I want to make sure that my re-entry into North Carolina is seamless. So next week I'll be doing that, maybe go to a Hornets game on Friday night. And then, yeah, man, Phoenix beckons. No. Actually, that's not true, because after that, we fly back to New York because Craig and I are going on a bar crawl with our new business partners who own a bunch of bars in New York City. And so they own a few bars in Charleston and they own a bunch of bars in New York. And so Craig and I are flying in for the AFC and NFC championship game weekend, which is the 28th. And we're going to be doing a fun little bar crawl through a whole bunch of stuff. I think that Craig reposted it today. I'm going to repost it too, but we'll be posting it as it gets near. So we'll be back in New York. Come and hang out with us on January 28th.
Love you guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the California Road Trip Republic, we believe you take adventure for a ride. Whether coastal cruising, mountain motoring, or redwood roaming, discover beauty around every turn.
Your road trip can kick off from anywhere.
Starting route.
But it should always start at visitcalifornia.com. Then buckle up, crank those tunes, and discover why California is the ultimate playground.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.